Scottie Scheffler. You can hear the world number one's name everywhere, even in interviews with other players. Before his withdrawal, Jon Rahm seemed almost speechless when asked about Scheffler's play over the last year.
It's quite incredible to see what he's been able to accomplish. You know, we've had every year, every so years, has been great ball strikers that come up. When you start getting compared to Tiger and things that Tiger has done, that's when you know you are in a level that is quite special, right?
Those comparisons to Tiger ramped up with Scheffler's second victory in Augusta in April. He may be in every player's crosshairs this week, but he wears the pressure as if it were a third green Masters jacket packed from his closet.
I think I've learned over the course of my career to stay as patient as possible, and when I made a triple on that hole, I really didn't hit that bad of a shot. It just hit a tree and went out of bounds, and you know, I kind of reminded myself that I was playing good golf, and as long as I kept a good head on my shoulders, I could continue to kind of go about my day and was able to bounce back nicely. And I think that's something that you just learn playing more and more golf, that bad breaks are going to come, but it's more about your response to those things than really receiving the bad break, just because of course of a 72-hole tournament you're going to get plenty of bad breaks and hit plenty of bad shots. It's more about how I'm going to recover from those shots.
Scheffler is the heavy favorite for the tournament. A win would give him two majors for the year and six championship wins. His record and demeanor present like someone who can win on number two.
What is the most impressive to you about what he's been able to accomplish so far this year?
The fact that the only thing that took him from winning a golf tournament was going into a jail cell for an hour.
Even the much-publicized arrest and temporary detainment last month at the PGA Championship didn't seem to faze him. Time and again, the players praise his consistency.
You know, he finds a way to steady the ship, make a few birdies when he needs to, and you know, it's up to us to try to get to his level.
Yeah, I mean, you can't win that many tournaments or be up there on the leaderboard without doing everything well. I think he has he just hits it very, very straight. It's very reliable. We all hit great shots out here, and there are a lot of guys that are impressive, but the old saying, it's not about how good your good shots is, it's how bad your bad shots are. And, you know, he's playing the game where his bad shots are still good.
When it all comes down to it, every player is the same. It's about how you play each shot. Scheffler will tell you just that.
I try not to think about the past too much, and I try not to think about the future too much. You know, I just try and live in the present. And, sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's a bit harder. I feel like, coming off after last week, I was really excited and celebrated for a few minutes there, but then, my mind kind of just goes on to the next thing. I was getting ready, trying to get out of there and get ready to prep here for next week. And so I'm not thinking about my wins anymore. All I'm focused on is this week and getting ready to play. Just because I won last week didn't give me any shots against the field this week. We all started even par, and the field is level again starting on Thursday. So last week doesn't really matter.